Everybody is looking for the king. He's already here.
Come on now.
He's already here. He's been here for a while.
Yeah.
Amen. The problem is, folks are looking for the wrong king.
Come on now.
Amen. When you find the right one, you get yourself lined up. Amen. I said, well, you know what? Pastor Arnis did that storytelling so good. I might try just a little bit of it, see if I can get away with it. Just a little bit, not a lot. Just a little bit. She made it just come to life, and I was like, man, I might try to just a little bit of that. First thing we need to understand is that we are in the book of Proverbs.
All right.
And we need to know what Proverbs is all about.
Okay.
Proverbs, the word Proverbs in its own, has its own meaning. Proverbs, in Hebrew, which is misle, in the Greek is parable, or any dark or sententious saying. The English name, or Hebrew misleia, is the rule. What it is saying is, therefore applies to words which are to rule and to govern the life.
Yeah.
Not a collection of human wisdom, but divine rules from heaven to earth. So Proverbs is a book that is teaching us what God wants us to do from information that is coming from heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
So it's really a prophetic word, which is a present day word.
Uh-huh.
All right.
We want to take Proverbs and we want to use it when we feel like using it. But Proverbs is a book that's supposed to imitate.
Uh-huh.
It's not like the Old Testament where there was an example for our lives. Proverbs is not an example for your life. Proverbs is teaching you how to live. Proverbs, in most cases, aligns itself with the epistles.
Mm-hmm.
So we understand about Proverbs. So what we need to understand, too, is why did we need a king? We needed a king for a reason. The reason we needed a king was because the king we had was like Saul.
Uh-huh.
All right.
How many caught that?
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
The king we had was like Saul. I was listening to a couple on YouTube, listening to a couple preachers, and they spent a lot of time pronouncing how Satan was the ruler of the earth. And I just sat there for a while, and then I decided I didn't want to listen anymore. Don't have to get mad. You just don't have to listen.
Amen.
And I went back to remember that, no, he isn't. I remember in the book of Genesis where God said we shall create man in our image and in our likeness, and we shall give him dominion over the fowl of the air, over the fish of the sea, over the beasts of the field, over everything. So guess what that made him? That made him a king. Because kings have dominion and they have rule.
Yeah, come on now. Yeah.
Y'all don't hear me.
Come on now. Come on now.
So that made him a king. So that made God understand that he was going to have to send another king that could overthrow this first king.
Come on now.
Come on.
Just like Saul, people always want a king. And see what we fail to realize too. Remember, God said, I will have no other idol besides me. But what folks don't understand, the word image is translated in the Hebrew, idol.
Wow.
What God is saying, if you pick another idol other than me, you done messed up. I want all your focus, all your attention, all your praise, all your worship. And see, we've been giving most of our worship and most of our praise to ourselves.
Yeah.
Watch yourself, sir.
Yeah. Okay.
Watch yourself, preacher.
So here we are. So what happened was, he done did what he did, and God dethroned him. God dethroned him in the garden.
Yes, he did.
Threw him up. But see, you have to remember, He was king uh-huh. in the garden. So he had abilities while he was in the garden. So before he got kicked out of the garden, he rethroned himself.
Uh-huh.
Say, well, how could he possibly rethrone himself? Because he decided that he would make Eve the mother of all living. This was after the sin. Now, everything that was born from his loins was born into sin. He was a smart joker. And so, God had already made a plan. So after he then rethroned himself, so he remained the king of the earth. But he couldn't stop the plan of God.
That's right. That's right.
So as God proceeded through the genealogies to get to the place, that's all up through David and through Samuel and the different ones that God used, they worked his way all the way up to where? Up to Matthew, up to the New Testament.
Uh-huh.
I want to read you something. Let's go to Luke. See, he thought he was smart, but God was smarter. And God had already prophesied, don't worry, bro. Your head gonna bruise his heel. That means that, remember we said, God said, you shall tread. You shall put everything up under your feet. So, God had already made provisions. But he had to get Jesus here.
Uh-huh.
So when we look at Luke, it was kind of ironic that Mary got pregnant the way she did. And what was really wild about it, her cousin got pregnant. Now, what's strange about this whole scenario is the fact that Elizabeth found herself in an old age in the 36th verse of the first chapter in the 6th month. She found herself pregnant. But the angel told her nothing is impossible with God.
Yeah.
38 says, and Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with waste into a city of Judah and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the what? The salutation of Mary, the babe leaped. What did he do? He leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost.
My God, my Jesus.
What just happened?
Wow.
The baby that was in Elizabeth just leaped because he realized the king is here.
All right.
The king is here. He's just a babe. Here we are waiting. King already here.
My Jesus.
And to make sure he was here, God filled Elizabeth with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
To make sure that John the Baptist would do exactly what he had been prophesied or predestinated to do.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You can't tell me the king ain't here.
Watch out.
He leaps. And she spoke out with a loud voice, said, blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of your woman, your womb. And when is this to me that the mother of my Lord, what? That's Elizabeth talking, right?
Yeah.
The mother of my Lord. She could only have gotten that message or that information from the Lord.
Come on now.
So it was the Holy Ghost. That's why God filled her with the Holy Ghost so she would understand why the baby leaped in her womb. She had to understand that there in her womb. And that's why the Holy Ghost showed her that the other baby in the other womb was the Lord.
My Lord.
I bet they had some shouting going on.
Okay.
Because the King was here.
Amen.
And as I get ready to finish this little part out, and then we go to John the Baptist, when Jesus finally run into it. Jesus finally run into John the Baptist, and John the Baptist takes Jesus by the hand, and what did he say? A little short on the
news. Oh, what did he say?
Lamb of God.
Did he say that? The king, the kingdom of God, is at hand. If you look at your Italian translations, what it actually says is, the king is here. That's the second time John the Baptist said it. The first time he said it, he was still in his mother's womb. Now he's a grown man, and he's saying it again, the kingdom of God is here, is at hand. Well, the kingdom of God is here. We're still looking for the king.
Watch yourself, sir.
We find the king in all these other religions, all these different worshipers, all these different things that we have put before God.
Come on.
And men and women and all kind of things in our cars and our houses and our children we're put before God. But the king is already here.
Amen.
How many know that to be so?
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, the king is here. And I found John to doubt God, to doubt one time, just once. But you know what? I didn't count it as weakness under him. I counted it against his humanity.
All right.
Because we forget he was still human.
Amen. Amen.
He was still human. So let's go back to Proverbs. Remember, the king is here.
Yes, sir.
Did I do all right, Pastor Arnie, to tell a little story? Thank you. To bring us back to this point. I know we're looking at 5 and 6, but we'd be slighting ourselves if we didn't move back up to the first verse.
Come on. Come on.
3 and 1. My son, forget not my law. But let thine heart do what? Keep my commandments.
Yes, sir.
For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Do what? Bind them upon the table of thine heart. When it's looking at the word table, it is talking about your heart. That means not on the top side of your heart, but in the very center of your heart and of your intelligence and your feelings. So shalt thou find what? Favor, kindness, and pleasantness, and what? Good understanding in the sight of God and man. See, you can find favor with man without looking for it. See, you have to realize something. You can search out man and get nothing, but if you search out God, you'll get everything. I found out that when you realize that the king is in you, it creates an atmosphere in your mortal flesh that gives you the ability to overlook circumstance, to overlook pain, to overlook trials, to overlook tribulation. It gives you the ability to press your way through whatever it is you're dealing with. You understand that you don't need an actual umbrella because God's got you covered. You have a king in you that gives you the ability and the power and the anointing that will destroy all yokes. You have a king in you that says you can do all things through him that is in you. So then it goes on to say, trust in the Lord.
Yes, sir.
With all thy heart.
Uh-huh.
Now here's talking about you got to trust in God with your feelings too.
Amen.
And with your intellect.
Yeah. Come on.
Because sometimes we don't want to trust in God with our feelings, with our intellect. Because we allow our feelings to rule our thoughts.
That's right.
And we allow our intellect to rule our being. Say, for instance, you think about Silicon Valley. They don't have, they figure they don't have a reason to trust God. Because they're making all their money through computers. They just tap the computer. Anything they want, anything they need, just pops up. But it's going to come a day when that ain't going to work.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Okay.
And they're going to fall apart. But them that are hid in God,
yeah,
going to be protected by God.
That's right. That's right.
So you better make sure you're hid in Him.
Amen.
So I know I got to find Him. I got to trust, die within Him. In the Lord with all my heart and lean. This is what we try to do most of the time. We try to support ourselves. We spend most of our time trying to support ourselves.
Okay.
Ask me, does it work? It hasn't worked yet.
Come on.
Not for me.
Okay, man.
Don't stop leaning. Stop leaning unto thy own understanding or to your own insight. Why do you think Paul wrote that scripture? Cast down every imagination that tries to exalt itself. The word imagination is translated reasoning. We'll reason ourselves right out of realizing that we have a king on the inside of us. We'll reason ourselves right out of realizing that we have power within us.
Watch out, watch out.
We're not just conqueror, we're more than that.
That's right.
That means we're absolutely greater than conquerors.
That's right. That's right.
But if we don't go through nothing, we don't have anything to conquer.
Come on now. Come on. Say it. Amen.
We always tell it, I want to be like Jesus.
Lord knows.
That's a bad saying. You better say you want to try to be like the Word. It's two different things. I know Jesus represented the Word.
Right.
But
watch it.
Pastor, I used to always tell me, you don't want to be like nobody else. I said, why is that? Because then you got to go through what they went through.
Okay, come on. That's right. That's right.
And I got to thinking about that thing, Elder Charlotte. And I decided, well, how about I just go through what I'm going to go through and let them keep what they got.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
They can have it. So when we do this, when we lean not to our own understanding, our own insight, our own knowledge, in all thy ways, it's your road or your conversation or your lifestyle. In all of your lifestyle, acknowledge Him.
Yes.
That means not just when you're in church. It's the hard part. When you're in your car.
Come on now.
When you're in the supermarket.
Yes.
When you're walking your dog.
Watch it.
That covers a whole lot of things. When you got that agitating family member.
What?
Jesus. Say a word, sir.
That's when you have to. Yeah, that's when God's talking about your ways. It's easy to do it when everybody loving on you.
All right.
Telling you how great you are, how wonderful you are. Because you're doing everything they want you to do.
Come on now.
But you step out of line one time.
Come on. Yes,
and you're going to be looking for the king. It says, acknowledge Him in all thy ways. Acknowledge Him.
Yes.
Let folks know that you have a living, breathing king on the inside of you. Amen. The Bible says the flesh shall war against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. What are they saying? God sent a king to take the throne of another king.
Amen.
But that means it's not going to be easy, because the two of them are continuously warring back with each other. So you have to decide who you're going to serve.
That's right.
You can't serve two masters. You can only serve the one.
That's right.
But the only way you're going to serve the king that God sent is by doing what? Studying.
Amen.
To show yourself approved.
Come on now.
A worker. How do you work? By doing that which is right in the eyes of God and not what you think is right.
That's right.
Amen.
The king is here.
All right, sir.
Yes.
Paul said, y'all better wake up. Paraphrasing. What make you think that you're so much better than everybody else that you're not going to go through?
Huh.
The king is still here.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Said he do, he shall do what? If you do this, it says he shall direct thy path. Lead thee, straighten thee. Direct. He shall, what it does means is he will make a pathway for you.
Amen.
You know that scripture that says, though you travel through the valley of the shadow of death, you shall feel no evil. Why won't you feel fear of the evil? Because God said already went before you and made every crooked place straight.
Yeah.
So you don't have to fear anything. I'm telling you, I wish it was some way I'd get folks to understand. You could stop looking for the king. He is already here. He's living in us. He's using us. I like what Pastor Chief said. Every morning we get up, we ought to thank God because we have a purpose in the earth, because the king has given us a purpose, and that purpose is to show forth the mercies and the power and the grace of God to somebody. You don't know what people are going through. You don't know whether they're hurt. You don't know what happened in their home. You don't know what happened on their job. They need somebody that's compassionate. They need somebody that's understanding. Sometimes you got to lend an ear when you don't want to lend an ear. That's what the king did. Jesus listened to all kinds of stuff. I know all of them got tired of listening to stuff.
Say a word, sir.
Do you imagine what he listened to? Sometimes he even got upset.
Yeah.
You complain about what you're going through. I've been beat by my own countrymen. I've been scantily clothed. I've been without food. All kinds of stuff. And you complaining?
Come on, Paul.
But I realized something. I have a king in me.
Yeah.
I met a man on the road to Damascus, and he put a king in me.
Amen.
And this king that he put in me gave me the ability to minister life.
Yes.
And life everlasting.
Yes.
That's who you are. And if that king is in you, you have to align your mind.
Uh-huh.
You have to align your heart. And you have to align your spirit with that king.
Yes.
And you will realize the power and the authority that you have, not just in this world, but over yourself.
Yes.
Because if you can conquer you, you can conquer anything.
Watch yourself.
Go. Go.
Teach them.
The king's here. I'm no longer looking. When I want to see the king down red, I go look in the mirror.
Yeah.
Even if I don't like what I see,
come on.
I say, I know you're in there.
Come on.
Amen.
Say that.
I might have a big zit up here.
Lord.
I just say, King, I know you're in there behind that zit.
Yeah.
And I have faith and confidence that you're going to make my day
Amen.
A good day.
Amen.
In spite of my zit.
Say it, sir.
And I look up and it starts buzzing. Because the king said, we can't have that. If you're going to give me some praise in spite of, I'm going to bless you because of.
Yeah.
Everybody say.
Hallelujah. All right.
Yeah. Go.
I'm so excited. excited about the King.
Amen.
Just excited. I thank God that we have the ability to worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen. We had a young lady, that's 2 days in a row, off the street. I don't know where she come from, who she was. In actuality, the first day, she was actually kind of scared.
Yeah.
So she kept going in her bag, and
yeah.
She had some posters that she brought up to me and didn't have nothing on them. But you know, that next day she come up in here, she sat on that front row, we watching her. She said, y'all can watch me all you want, but praise God.
Uh-huh.
She was took out her Bible. She was raising her hand. She was in the service. God was talking to me over there. See, you don't know what people went through, and you don't know what I can do for anybody.
That's right. That's right.
He said, what's the thing? I said, the King is here. I'm still here.
Yeah.
I'm not just working with you and them. I'm working with her too.
Come on. All
right.
Amen.
And you know, First Lady, she had to go hug her and talk to her. I'm glad she was a nice lady after all. Amen. Every year I hear them say, this is the year of something, or this is the year of that, and this is the year of this, and this is the year. There's so many different years of something. When it just ought to just be
the year of the Lord.
The year of the Lord.
Amen.
Because I remember somewhere it says, this is the day that the Lord hath made.
Come on. Yes.
And we shall rejoice and be
glad
in it. That's
right. That's right.
So, why change that? I don't see anything better than that.
That's right. That's right.
The next thing they'll be going, this is the day of the moon or something. All I want to do is live for God and love God's people. And I get hot over God's people. That's what Tony, I get hot, don't I? I don't care if they're your family members or not, I get hot. Because God is good.
Yes,
sir.
Amen.
Amen.
And we're supposed to look out for each other.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Jesus said, look out for each other. Lay down your lives. You know, we work our way out of that fast chief because we say he didn't mean that literally. But fortunately, he did. But we worked our way around it now. But it's all good. Take somebody by the hand. Trust in you and love one for the other. Lord God, that we might recognize the King in each and every one of us, Lord God. And the way we recognize the King, we understand that we have a new nature and a new character. Father, let us work on that character, that nature. And Father, we work on it by the things that we deal with and go through on a daily basis. But Father, I thank you for giving us the strength, the agility, and the anointing and the knowledge to make it through it. Father, unite our minds, our hearts, and our spirits in love and in peace, Lord God. Father, I pray right now, Lord, that no one leave this building, Lord God, not feeling good, Lord. Let the anointing destroy every yoke, Lord God, whether it be sickness or poverty, Lord God, or struggles in their heart or in their mind or in their home, Lord. We send the word in front of them, Lord God, to their loved ones that they be delivered and set free. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now for having your way. Let the word of God fall deep into our souls, enriching our lives, enriching our souls, enriching our spirits, Lord. Let the King arise within our souls and in our spirits. Lord God, that we might stand up and proclaim this to be the acceptable day of the Lord. Father, I thank you right now, and I give you all the praise and the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen.